From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. A new United Nations report details the killings of thousands of Syrians detained by all sides in the five-year conflict. The report was compiled by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The independent investigators accuse the Syrian government, armed opposition, and terrorist groups of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They say the large-scale killings of Syrian combatants and civilians, including children, in secret detention centers run by these groups, occur with impunity. The report, which is based on more than 620 eyewitness accounts and documentary evidence, strongly suggests that tens of thousands of people are detained by the Syrian government at any one time. It says thousands more have disappeared since their initial arrest. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey and Germany have agreed to set up measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis. Speaking Monday in Ankara with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement in the refugee effort. The United States has welcomed a Saudi effort to deploy special forces to support possible coalition ground operations inside Syria. In Washington, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said Monday the country's willingness to send special forces to Syria is contingent on the U.S. leading the ground effort. The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties to let aid deliveries in. The U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization said an additional 2.8 million people are in need of food. This is VOA News.